Okay, boys, today's daf is daf ayin beis. We're holding at the very top of the yomid, where the Gemara begins with me matzis mukmis ma, mukmis la, the Reb Shimon k'Reb Akiva. This is smack in the middle of a sugya. So to remind us of the background, we should go back to ayin aleph, omid aleph, all the way in the bottom, where the Gemara begins, omer avuna. Avagam the omer abonon hakoine shnei ilonis betreshel chaveri harzel loikone karka. A person who buys two Ilonis as opposed to three Ilonis, he does not get any karka with it, he just gets the Ilonis themselves. However, mocher karka, if he is the one who's selling the karka, v'shir shnei Ilonis lefanav, and he's keeping two Ilonis, yesh loy karka. In addition to the Ilonis, he has karka with it. What difference does it make if you have karka or if you don't have karka? So the Gemara concludes on the Omid Beis, as we saw yesterday, that it means that if and when these Ilonois pass away, whether it's a year later, 5 years later, 20 years later, Yesh Lekarki has the right to go and replace the trees by planting brand new saplings. So that's Halacha Rav Huna. Rav Huna's Halacha on the surface is just like the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon, you recall, hold Moicher Ba'ayin, and therefore a person only sells the most limited minimum amount that he is forced to sell. And that's why this is wholly consistent. The person who buys two Ilonois, the mocher is not selling him the maximum, he's selling him the minimum. You only get your shnei Ilonois, loy kone karka. Don't get any karka with him. That's because he's mocher b'ayin ro'a mocher. Similarly, when he's holding on to the Shnei Ilonois and he's selling the karka, he retains for himself whatever he can retain. What is he retaining? The karka that goes along with those two Ilonois. That was the halacha of Rav Huna. Then the Gemara on its own said, even though that's of course simple according to the Rabbanan, but even according to Rabbi Kiva that holds normally Moicher B'ayin, Yofa Moicher, he would also agree that he keeps for himself karka. Why would he keep for himself karka? So the Gemara says, because one, do we find that Rabbi Kiva is moicher ba'ayin yofa, in a case of the bar vedus, where he says, I'm selling you the karka, I'm retaining the bar vedus. The bar vedus doesn't disturb you at all, because it doesn't take away any of your other residential rights, your rights to own and to enjoy the property. It's just the bar vedus that I retained for myself. So therefore he sold him everything, except for the bar vedus. Says Rabbi Kiva, what happens now if the original owner, the remaining owner of the bar vedus, wants to get to his bar vedus? He's going to have to yikel chalikark, he's going to have to pay, or at least he's going to have to negotiate a right of access to the bar vedus. Why? Because he gave everything away. But that's only when he's retaining for himself bar vedus. But if he's retaining for himself ilonois, ilonois by definition are makrish ara, that means that they go and sap away some of the nutrients, some of the minerals inside the soil. So the other fellow who bought from him the karka is not happy that I continue to go and usurp some of the rights in his karka. And therefore, Zokti Yimoran Ayin Aleph Omid Beis at the very top, Em Isa Deloy Shire, if he doesn't keep for himself some karka, Lay Malay, I am nervous, says the original mocher, the one that retained for himself the bar vedus, that the kona is going to go and tell me, Akori lamchesh koil vizil, Mister, take your trees and uproot them and leave. So Rishbam always says, we don't mean on the spot, because if he retained the Ilonis for himself, obviously he retained them not just as firewood, but as blossoming trees. What he means to say is that if and when these trees die, he's going to go and tell them, Akari Lanka, take the dead wood, do whatever you want with it, but aros. That's the reason why, even a Kuntrim Akiva, he would retain rights. That's what the Gemara assumes. In other words, Rav Huna only said, Lefi the Rabbanan. The Gemara on its own says that presumably Rav Huna's halach is also in accordance with Rav Akiva, that normally holds Moicher Ba'ayin Yofa, Moicher Ba'ayin, in this case, he would also agree that he's going to retain for himself karka. Good. So the Gemara asks the kasha from Reb Shimon. Tanan Reb Shimon, Oymer HaMakdish HaSodli Hichis HaSachoela Chorev HaMurke B'sad Nashikma. You recall we had a machlokes in our Mishnah. The case of Mocher Esas Soda, it said in the Mishnah, he only sold the Soda. He did not sell the Sadan Hashikma. He did not go and sell the Chorav Hamurkav. And our Mishnah yesterday said he didn't sell the Boyer, and not the Gas, and not the Shoivach. All of these things were not sold. However, said the Mishnah in the middle, the Medvar Mur, the Moicher. But if you're talking about a Maktish as a Soda, Hiktish is cooler than everything he was Maktish. Alice, everything was Maktish. Remember, Rashbam said everything, except if there's some money laying on the floor, or if there's some Tvur that was already Tolish, which was already cut, and it's just sitting there. That's not included. But everything else is included. So Maktish is much broader, if you will, than the Moicher case. Reb Shimon says, no, I disagree. How Maktish is a Soda, Loi Hiktish, he was not Maktish, not the Bor, and not the Gas, and not the Shoivach, none of those things. The only thing that he was Maktish was the Chorva Murkev and the Sadna Shikma.
Of that list.
Of that list, exactly. In addition, of course, to the Soda
itself.
Abad. So now the question is, Manishtana, after all, the Chorev and the Sadan, we said, are very, very choshev, very distinguished, very discernible, recognizable, that's a choshev, of trees, like the sequoia trees in California. So in Bazoi, why do you say that these are Hekdish? Our Mishnah doesn't tell us. The Gemara says, V'toni Allah, Om Reb Shimon, in the Braisa, Matam, what's the reason why the Chorev, Amorkev, Sadan, Shikma, are Kadosh? Hol V'yoinkin Mistei Hekdish. So the truth of the matter is, when a person is Maktish a Soda, according to Reb Shimon, he's only Maktish the Soda. He's not Maktish anything else. Only the Soda. He's not Maktish the Bor and the Gas and the Dus and all those things. And he's also not Maktish the Chor of Amurki Besad and the Shikma. Yeah, but the Mishnah says that it does become Maktish. I'll tell you why. The Yoin can mistake Hektish. Since the person was Maktish the actual soil, the actual earth of the Soda, I mean, that's what it means when you makdish a Soda. You makdish the soil of the field. So the field now is Hegdish. So now what happens is the Chorav Hamurkim, the Sadan Hashikma, are now growing from, their roots are in the soil of the Stei Hegdish. So now all of the nutrients, all the absorption, all of the minerals are now being drawn from the Soda Hegdish into the Chorav Hamurkim Sadan Hashikma. So now they're becoming, if you will, like Yidulei Hegdish, and that's why they have a status of Hegdish. Not because he was Makdish them, because they're, as you said yesterday, Barry, they're the derivative of the Hegdish, because they're getting the support, the nutrients, and the minerals, everything from the Hegdish. Fine. So what's the kasha now? If you're going to go and tell me that when a person goes and leaves for himself trees, right? That's what we said, according to Rav Huna, according to both the Rabbanim, and according to Rav Akiva, according to everybody. If a person sells karka, and he holds on to Shnei Ilonois, yesh lo karka, nu'ay bazoi, according to Rav Shimon, when you're maktish a field, you leave everything for yourself, including the Chorav Amorkev, and the Sadan Hashikma. The only reason why those become Hegdish is because they're being yonek mistei Hegdish. It's not true. They're not being yonek mistei Hegdish. If you're telling me that if you're holding back simple two trees, not these majestic trees, the Chorav and the Sadan Hashikma, but just regular trees, you hold back two trees, says Rav Huna, according to both the Rabbanim and according to Rabbi Kiva, yesh lo karka, you retain also the karka underneath the trees. So in Bazoi, misal kadaita shiri shayaki kayanki min anafshi kayanki. These two big trees, they're not being yonik to stay hegdish. They're being yonik from their own karka. It's like you have an exempt zone within this larger stay hegdish, where 90% of the stay hegdish is kadosh, but the 10%, that is whatever karka you need for the growing of these two major majestic trees, they stick along with the trees. If that's the case, so then why does Reb Shimon say in the Braisa that the yoinik mistei hegdish? They're not being yoinik mistei hegdish. They're being yoinik menanavshe from the Soda hedjoit within the larger stei hegdish. That was the Gemara's kasha of yesterday. The Chor is a shtarka kasha on Rav Huna. And for the Gemara's nishve, Reb Shimon di Omar, Rabbi Kiva, Rav Huna di Omar, Kirabonon. Reb Shimon holds like Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva holds that Moicher or Maktish is be'ayin yofa moicher u'makdish. It's be'ayin yofa. And so therefore, if you're being makdish to Sada, says Reb Shimon, here you wouldn't say that he's leaving for himself the karka, because he's doing a be'ayin yofa. Since he's doing a be'ayin yofa, then Reb Akiva would hold, not only by hekdish, says Rishbal, but even by moicher, that if a person sells a property and retains for himself the two trees, he does not get karka. He did not retain for himself karka. Why? Because this guy is a good guy, like you say sometimes, and so therefore he's giving away everything. Oh, Reb Shimon holds the same way. You're giving away everything. You're even giving away the karka underneath the trees. Nuri Bazoi said that karka becomes hegdish. If the karka becomes hegdish, then the Chorva Murkiv and the Sana Shikma are being yoinik men a hegdish, and that's the reason why Reb Shimon says they have a din of Kedusha. Rav Huna said that if you are moicher or makdish two trees, and you, I'm sorry, the karka, and you hold back two trees for yourself, yesh loy karka, he does have the karka underneath the tree, that goes good to Rabbanan. The Rabbanan hold that moicher ba'ayin ra, moicher nafkimina, like we said before, the nafli. If the trees eventually die, hadash aslehu, he can plant brand new trees. So with this, we concluded yesterday's Gemara, and we concluded that Reb Shimon holds like Reb Akiva, and therefore it's not shver on Rav Huna. Originally he said, oy, Rav Huna says you retain not only the trees, but the land underneath the trees. If a shver couldn't Reb Shimon, if that's the case, then the two, the son, the shikman, the chorv, the murkav, are not being yoinik, mistei hegdish, they're being yoinik from the self, made a nafshe. That was a stark akasha on Rav Huna. Says Yimar, don't ask me kashas Rav Huna, because Reb Shimon holds like Reb Akiva, and Rav Huna holds like the Rabbah. So now getting to the top of Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, Umi Matis Mukmis Lo Reb Shimon Ki Reb Akiva, you're telling me that Reb Shimon holds like Reb Akiva, that Moicher and Makdish be Ayin Yofa, Moicher and Makdish. But Tanya, I'll show you from a braisa that Reb Shimon in fact holds, that a Makdish is be Ayin Ra'a Makdish, like the Rabbanon. And if that's the case, then we get back to our original kasha of yesterday. What is the raya? But Tanya Abraisa. Hikdish shloish ilonis b'mata b'mateya asor l'beisa. Person who's makdish three ilonis, which are spread out in proportion of 10 to a beisa, which tells you that we're talking about young saplings, because the Gemara back in Luyachbar said that if you have three strong trees, they're the ones that would normally need the beisa in terms of their continued growth and nourishment, because each tree has to have, you know, sufficient karka and minerals and nourishment. So three per beisa. However, since we're talking about small saplings, 10 to a beisa. Now, how much is 10 to a beisa? A beisa, as we know, is 2,500 square amis, 50 by 50. We learn it's a sign, kachotz and a mishkan, but there was 5,000. So a square beisa is 50 by 50, 2,500, which means if normally you have 10 trees, 10 saplings in 2,500, that means each one of them has the benefit of 250 square amis, a room and a room for each tree. So therefore these three ilanas each have the equivalent of 250 around them. So they have to be spaced out, so each one has 250. Okay, so he was makdish those three trees. Harihitish is a karka vesilonish beinayim. Since we're talking about three trees, not two trees. We're talking about three trees, not only are the trees kodosh, it was makdish dilonis, but also the karka shebinem, a package deal. Lefichach. And therefore, kishu poida, when eventually he wants to be poida, and the Gemara is assuming we're talking about a land which is a stay achuza, where the Torah says about a stay achuza, you get a break. That if a person is makdish a stay achuza, what does the Torah say? The imistei achuzosai yakdish ishla Hashem. I'm quoting now the pasuk which is being quoted in the Rishbam. The Rishbam is about 10-12 lines before the wide lines. Ukeshu poide. Eina tzorach liftois o ilonois b'shavein, says Rishbam. But rather you go kefik cheshben akosa b'parsha, the imistei achuzosai, stei achuzosai, yakdish ishla Hashem, vo yo'er kechol afi zaroi. How do you assess it in terms of being poed to it? Zera choymer oyrim b'chamishim shekel kosef. Choymer is the equivalent of a base kor. Base kor is 30 so, very, very large piece of property. So that base kor, what is the shear? regardless of this, whether this happens to be idias, beininus, or ziburias, the Torah gives you one rate, and that rate is chamishim shekel kosef. How does that play out, chamishim shekel kosef? Our Gemara doesn't go into the details. Rishbam goes a little bit further on, that if, for instance, you are makdish it right after Yovel year, it's going to stay hegdish until next Yovel year, which means another 49 years. So 49 years, if you take one, the 50 shkolim, it means one shekel per year, that only gets you 49 shkolim, plus one punjoin, there are 48 punjoinim altogether in a shekel, so you have one shekel plus one punjoin per year. After 49 years, you're going to have 49 shkolim and 49 punjoinim, which means you're going to have 50 shkolim and one punjoin. The one punjoin you can leave, that's bishvil hechreya. That's because of the fact that you're not giving one large dollar bill, so to speak, but you're giving these smaller mebeis, so you leave over a little bit for the banker, for the one that's changing all of the
shochni.
The shochni. Very good. Anyway, that's the shear of the beis erechim, the chamisha shekel kosef. So what is the Gemara telling us? Even though the person was makdish ilonos, I don't care how much the ilonos are worth. Since it was three ilonos, automatically it's a package deal with karka, and therefore you go according to this magic formula of the beis zera choymer choymer oyde machamisha shekel kosef. However, parches mikam oyo Yisrael came. What happens if he wasn't shloish ilonos mamateya asar the beiso, but rather the three ilonos were spread out over a larger area or over a smaller area? In such a case, karka is not included. Why is karka not included? Because, says Rishbam, if you have less space than the 250 per each one, what happens is that you're going to have to remove it. It's just a question of time. You can't keep those saplings there because normally you have three big ones to a beisa, which means each one gets 833 and a third, right? A third of 200 of 2,500 is 833 and a third. It's just in their temporary first year, second year, when they're still saplings, we only give them 250. But eventually, these are just going to have to move out of here. And so therefore, the Rishbam says, Pochas Mikan on the fourth wide line, if you have less space for these three ilanis, in other words, they're pretty cramped together, Choshev Yar, the Seifeli Tosh. It's almost like a forest. We have all these trees, and eventually they're going to have to be uprooted. Or Yois Mikan, what happens if the three are spread out over 20 acres or something? Then in Karka, because in a Karka Tzorach Lehen, the Karka doesn't need those three. V'havikim Makdish Ilan Echosh in a Makdish Karka. Ah, so therefore, getting back to our Gemara now, this case, the Pochas Mikan, yes, okay, means that the proportion of trees to karka is not appropriate, and then you don't go based on the Beis Zera Chaymas Oyrim, but based on, as the Gemara is going to say shortly, Bishoveyan. Shoveyan means the actual value of the three trees. So, folks, we kind of, yes, okay. Oy, Shekdishim Bezeh Achazeh. He wasn't Makdish three at one time. It was first Makdish today, one, tomorrow another one, and then Sunday another one. Harzeh Lehikdish, Leah Karka, Velo Yisilonish Meneyan. Then the karka and the ilonis are not included because each tree was on its own. I'm only makdish the tree and not the karka. Levichach, and therefore kishul poida. When eventually he decides that he wants to be poida, if he decides, then poida the ilonis bishaleyan. Then he has to be poida the ilonis according to their intrinsic inherent value in the marketplace, which typically would be more expensive than the chamishim shekel kosev. Chamishim shekel kosev is, if you will, a bargain rate for a large piece of property, regardless of how good or how inferior the property is. So you go bishavei. Loyal, even more than that. El afilu hikdish es ilonis. What happens if he first was makdish the ilonois? Because the hikdish es karka, and then after that he decides to be makdish the karka. Kishu poide poide se ilonis bishavein. Because poide beizer chaymes oire mechamishim shekel kosef. Then you have to do two pidjoinim. One pigeon for the Ilanis, because you will makdish the Ilanis
separately.
And exactly, separately. And then number two, you have to do the karka separately. Good. So now, who is the Tana of this Braisa that we just got finished? Now, what is the concern when the Gemara says, who is the Tana? We're concerned is when we say poide v'shaveyan. Poide v'shaveyan means that the mokin Ilanis are not included. but rather it's only the ilanois without the karka. By definition, that means that it's ba'ayin ro'o maktish, because normally if you say ba'ayin yofa, normally the trees would go and get karka with it. The fact that it's in b'shaveyin means we ignore, there's no karka involved. In fact, the Gemara uses that expression, that pachas mikana yeser al kain or sheikhtish v'zeh achazeh lo yehiktish akak v'lo yisilonish shebeineyem. The only ones that he was makdish were those particular ilonis that he was makdish, nothing more, nothing less. That being the case, what's the din? It's v'shevein, he doesn't get automatic kak. So we see from this that even though you're makdish trees, we don't say that automatically karka comes along for the right. Okay, so Freyti Moramani, who holds that way? Ira Bekiva, Oma Moichbain Yofa Moicher. Bekiva always says, Moichbain Yofa Moicher, and Avad you go and get karka together with the trees. The Kolshkin Magdish, and certainly if Moichin Chavad Magdish. That being the case, why do you have to be Poyde Bishavayan? You should be able to go and be Poyde the Ilonis Agav Karka and use the formula of the Beis Erechon Matzoyrim Bechamishim Shekel Kosov. Ever mind, you're telling me that Rabban, that makes more sense. Rabban and Ba'ayin Ro'ah Moicher U'Maktish, and so therefore what would be the halacha? That he's only being Maktish, the minimum. Only the trees and not the Karka. Here Rabban Amri Moicher U'Dubayin Ro'ah Moicher Ava Maktish Ba'ayin Yofa Maktish. Even the Rabbanan distinguish between Moicher and Maktish. Where do I find that the Rabbanan are distinguishing? If you go back to the Mishnah of yesterday, the Mishnah starts off that when your moicher is a soda, lo is a barba, lo is a gas, lo is a shoyvich, and remember the previous Mishnah said, the sadna shikma, the charim murkab, not included. Skip down to halfway down the Mishnah. The medvam amurim be moicher, that's if he's selling the soda. All of those things are not included. Avenuisim matanam, or hamas menichsigir, or hamakdish es a soda, what does the Mishnah say? Hikdish is kula. Then he's makdish everything. Everything means the sadna shikma and the choriban morkim and the bar and the gaza. Everything except for money lying around on the field or grain which is already tolish. But otherwise, everything is sold. So even the
rabbanan,
even the rabbanan who go with on their mast on their flags, ayin ro'a moicher, the makdish the maskim that a person is makdish by ayin yofamak. So the Ayin Yofa Maktish, when he's being Maktish now, the Ilonois, Lechoyra, the Karka should come along for the ride. Elamai, if it says only Bishoveyan, and the Karka does not go along for the ride, it cannot be Rabbi Kiva, it cannot be the Rabbanan, Ela must be Pshita Reb Shimon, must be Reb Shimon. After all, Reb Shimon is the one that says in our Mishnah that a person who's Maktish is a Soda, he's not Maktish anything else. He's not makdish only the sada, nothing else. You have the sada, the shikman, the charva morkiv, you know, while the behegdish is because they're being yoinik from the ground of hegdish. But otherwise, he holds real, real strong, by in raw moicher, they're not included. Ella, or I shouldn't say moicher, but makdish. El pshit Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon alibi demat. Now, when Reb Shimon is speaking, in accordance with whom is he speaking? Is he holding Lefi Rabbi Kiva? In other words, he disagrees with the way Rabbi Kiva is being quoted, and he says, my Rebbe, Rabbi Kiva, and I both hold the Gabi, the case of Hegdish, he is only Makdish the Soda and nothing more. Frank Timura, how can Rabbi Shimon be quoting or reciting in accordance with Rabbi Kiva Shita? Ha'omar, Rabbi Kiva holds very clearly, not only Makdish, but even Moicher be'ayin yofa Moicher. It's Koshke Makdish. The Chavad by Makdish is being Makdish be'ayin yofa. And therefore, if you're being Makdish two or three trees, you get the Karka Benayan. If you get the Karka Benayan, what is this business of Bishoveyan? That you have to point to the Elonis Bishoveyan. It should be based on the formula of the Chamishim Shekel Kosov.
What about what we said yesterday then? Because it's Makdish the Karka, so in this case, the Rekiva would not.
That is exactly what the Morris Kash is. Brother Shai, that's exactly what you're focusing on the Rabbi Kiva of yesterday. We're going to get back to that in a moment. But in the meantime, the Gemara says, the Tana of this Braisa, big question mark, who is that? L'choyre, it cannot be Rabbi Kiva, for the reasons that Brother Shai just gave, that according to Rabbi Kiva, by Makdish, he's Ba'ayin Yofa Makdish. It cannot go according to the Rabbanon, so it can only go according to Rabbi Shimon. And it can't go according to Rabbi Shimon, I'll leave it to Rabbi Kiva, because Rabbi Kiva holds Koshkin Makdish. And if that's the case, then it should not say in the Braisa that I'm being poyed to Bishavei, and it should say in the Braisa that I'm being poyed to, based on the formula, the Chemishim Shekel Kosov. And the Pshitali Rabbanon. Ah, it must be the Koshkin Rabbanon, who hold the Ayin Ro'o Moicher and Ba'ayin Ro'o Makdish. The Rabbanon, not Rabbi Kiva, talking about Rabbanon. I know you're going to tell me the Makdish, he said that even though. Yeah, very good. Because over Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Shimon says, Ki heichi de moicher ba'ayin ro'o moicher, Makdish nami ba'ayin ro'o Makdish, umeshayer ara. Meaning that when Rabbi Shimon heard the Tanakhama in our Mishnah, quote in the name of the Rabbanon, that the Rabbanon say, that's only by Moicher, that you don't include with it the Borim, the Gasm, the Dosm, the Shoivach, and the Sadon, and the. I, Reb Shimon, will tell you the real truth, what the Rabbanon really hold. Not what you said, that Moicher is not included, Hegdish is included. No, said Reb Shimon, I'll tell you what the Rabbanon really hold. Just like the Rabbanon hold Moicher, Ba'ayin Ro'a Moicher, and therefore nothing is included. Makdish, Nami Ba'ayin Ro'a Makdish. And nothing is included. Zero. Except, of course, the karka itself. But otherwise, nothing else is included. Nishka sad nashikman, nishka charba morkim, nishka borin, nishka gas, gunisht. Umeshaya ara, and he's holding back the land for himself, and he's not maktish the land.
Under the tree.
So now, what's the kasha? So before we continue on, what the Gemara is telling us is we have really a double kasha. Kasha number one, we asked a kasha yesterday. How does Rav Huna hold that when a person holds back two trees, he's holding back karka together with the trees? Right, that was the lashon of Rav Huna.
Yes.
Hamoicher mocher karka v'shir shnei ilanis lefanav yesh le karka. The one that was the mocher that sold the karka. And he held back Ilanois, he holds it back with even just not three Ilanois, even just two Ilanois, Yesh Lekarka. He holds that the person holds back for himself. Simora said, then how come Reb Shimon said in our Mishnah that when you're talking about a case of Chorva Morkim, when a person is Maktish a field, then the Chorva Morkim and the Sad and Hashikma is included, not because he was Maktish them. Reb Shimon holds the Ayin Ro'o Maktish L'Choira. Those are not included, just like the Boyer and the Gas and the Shoivach are not included. These are also not included. The only reason why they're included is because
they're attached to the ground and they're nourished from it.
They're nourished from the ground and they're getting a Nika from the Karka. So we said that if that's the case, Reb Shimon does not stim Loit Reb Rav Huna, or I should say Rav Huna doesn't stim Loit Reb Shimon. Why doesn't he stim Loit Reb Shimon? Because Rav Huna says that if you hold back to Ilanois, you're holding back Karka. In the case of the Makdish, according to Reb Shimon, you're holding back to Ilanois. Which Ilanois you're holding back? The Chorav Amorkev and the Sadna Shikma. And nevertheless, says Reb Shimon, they become Kodesh. You know why they become Kodesh? Because they're being Yoinik from the Stei Hegdish. Why? Rav Huna, didn't you say a moment ago that when you are mocher and when you're Makdish and you leave for yourself two Ilanois, you're also leaving Karka. So therefore, when I am Makdish, my Soda, and I'm holding back two Ilanois, the Chorav Amorkev and the Sadna Shikma, I should be certainly holding back Karka with those. And if that's the case, then they should not become Kadosh, because they're not being Yoinik from Stei Hegdish, they're being Yoinik Medenavshe.
From private property.
From their own private property. That was the Gemara's Kasha yesterday. Is the very schwer on Rav Huna? No. Reb Shimon holds like Reb Akiva. Rav Huna holds like the Rabban. Because Reb Shimon holds like Reb Akiva, you don't have a Kasha from Reb Shimon on to Rav Huna. Because Rav Huna doesn't go in accordance with Reb Shimon. Rav Huna is going in accordance with the Rabban. That's how the Gemara concluded yesterday. Frank Timara, but I just see now that Reb Shimon is going a libid Rabbanan. How do I see that? Because since it says in our Mishnah that since we're saying now in this Braisa that the Braisa says that Reb Shimon holds that when a person is Maktish his Ilanis, he's only Maktish the Ilanis and no karka. Why is he not makdish the karka? Because he holds that just like moicher ba'ayin ro'a moicher, makdish ba'ayin ro'a makdish. So he only did the minimum. What was the minimum? He was makdish the two ilanas, the three ilanas. He was only makdish those ilanas, nothing more. No karka, and that's why it's b'shaveyah. So I see from this that Reb Shimon holds like the Rabbanan and not like Reb Akiva. The whole teretz that we gave yesterday, L'choyre Rav Huna, his halacha, doesn't work because they have a b'feir shakashi for Reb Shimon. That Reb Shimon says that when a person is makdish his karka, not only is he makdish the regular karka, but he's makdish even the karka beneath the trees. And Rav Huna said, no, you keep the karka. So he says, Ashver on Rav Huna for Rav Shimon. No, Nishver. Rav Shimon holds like Rav Akiva. Rav Huna holds like the Rabbanan. My dear friend, we're concluding from today's Gemara that Rav Shimon, in fact, likes the Rabbanan, not like Rav Akiva. How do I see that? Because Rav Shimon says a person is being makdish his ilanos, it's only those two ilanos and nothing more, nothing less, is no karka. Oh, I didn't just say that Rav Shimon holds like Rav Akiva that the person is
generous
and b'ayin yafa makdish. And here I see b'ayin ro makdish, only the trees. And that's why you're poyde b'shaveh. So therefore, hadra kush l'duchta back on Rav Huna. How did we answer the kasha from Reb Shimon on Rav Huna by saying Reb Shimon holds like Reb Akiva, Rav Huna holds like the Rabbanan? I see from today's Gemara that Reb Shimon holds like the Rabbanan, not like Reb Akiva. So now I reopen the package, the kasha that I asked yesterday for Reb Shimon on Rav Huna. But in addition to that, Rejbam points out, as we'll see when we hit the Amud Beis, there's really a stira Reb Shimon on Reb Shimon. How is there a steer Reb Shimon on Reb Shimon? Reb Shimon yet said yesterday that when a person is makdish the field, how much is he makdish? The entire karka. What about leaving behind some karka underneath the choruv and underneath the sadna shikma? No, he doesn't leave behind. All of it becomes hegdish. And that's why the choruv and the sadna also become muktish, because they're now gidulim, they're derivatives of that sadna hegdish. So kumta chois, when he is now maktish, he's maktish bi ayin yofa. And that's why the Gemara said initially, Reb Shimon holds k'Rabbi Akiva. That's what he said yesterday. So bi ayin yofa, so when he's maktish, not is he only maktish the whole field, but even the karka beneath those trees. And that's why the Chorva Mukh and Sana Shikma are being yoinik, mistei hegdish.
Is that really ayin yofa? Is that really ayin yofa?
That's how the Gemara answers.
I understand, but I'm asking outside for a second. Is that really ayin yofa? If you're being maktish, because... You know, we had earlier, it's been bothering the whole time, this whole sugya. We had the tree can travel, the roots can travel up to 25 amas.
Right.
So how can you say, unless you're saying brera, any soil that the tree gets nourishment from is private soil. I mean, the roots are going to go up to 25 amas. It's a big field. How can you say only the ground beneath? The ground beneath is... laterally goes a wide area. These distinguished important trees have deep, wide roots.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we saying only the ground underneath? Unless we're saying the
brera. When we say underneath, we don't mean literally underneath.
Directly, it's
wherever they're getting yanika from.
Okay.
So if the yanika,
so it's like
out
a brera situation. Wherever the yanika is from, that's private property.
It's not so much brera, because brera, it sounds like everything is mixed together. And you're right, the soil
is mixed together, right?
No question about it. But whatever portion it is getting from, so for instance, if you can do with one of your machines and you look down below that the roots end at 25 amas, anything beyond 25 amas
is pure hegdish.
Pure hegdish. Anything up to that 25 amas is where it's being yoinik from.
Private property.
Exactly.
Okay.
And maybe you can go and determine that only the upper layer of the top 5 or 10 amas.
But down to the soil and everything, down to the bedrock, it's all like this.
Exactly. So wherever you can go and identify it...
That zone only is exclusively private, and the rest of it retains Hegdish status.
Good. So bottom line is, yesterday, by the fact that we said when he's Makdish the Sada, he's Makdish even the Karka underneath the Sada and the Chorev, and that's the reason why both of them are being joining with the Hegdish, because he's B'ayin Yofa. And that's why the Gemara says, good, Reb Shimon holds like Reb Akiva. But I see over here today, that's an Ishtazoi. Since Reb Shimon says, in the case of these Ilanois, when he's Makdish, if it's three Ilanois, then you're right. Matea, Asor Lebeisa, then you get Karka with it. But if it's only two Ilanois, Pochas Mikana Yasser Akein, doesn't have to be two ilanos, it could also be three, but they're spread out over a very big way or on this small little cottage, then what's the din? Then you do not get karka, and it's bishamay. Why don't you get karka? Any two trees, didn't we say yesterday, according to Rav Huna, two trees, you get karka. So here too, the two trees should also get karka. So the choyra, Reb Shimon cannot shtim with Rav Huna. So that's kasha number one, that the Torah, so we gave yesterday, that Rav Huna holds like Rav Huna, and Reb Shimon holds like Reb Akiva. My dear friend, Reb Shimon does not hold like Reb Akiva.
He holds Reb Akiva too, and therefore Rav Huna is out by himself.
Exactly.
He has no ground to stand on.
Exactly. Not to stay hegdish, not to stay there hegdish. Gunish. So that was the initial kasha. But we also have a steer of Reb Shimon and Reb Shimon himself. Because yesterday we're saying Reb Shimon is B'ayin Yofa Moicher, and that's why when he's Maktish the field, he's not Maktish the Chorv, he's Maktish the field. What happens?
Mika schleps the trees with it.
And what happens is that all of the soil gets Hegdish, even the soil which is beneath the trees. The trees do not get any bonus of when you went and you were bought those trees. I'm sorry. When you leave the trees for yourself. In the case of the Amud Aleph, he sold karka and retained trees. Here he is being maktish the whole field and he's retaining trees. Which two trees? The Chorav Amur Kavsad Neshikma, because by definition, those are not sold according to Reb Shimon. Nothing is sold, not the barn, not the gas. But the other things don't draw any minerals or nutrients from the soil. But the Chorav Amur Kavsad Neshikma do draw the nutrients. And therefore, they are now drawing from Stay Hegdish, and that's why they have a din of Hegdish. Is the Chassimin that even the soil underneath the trees also became Hegdish? Why? Because Reb Shimon holds like Reb Akiva, that Maktish be Ayin Yofim Maktish. Yet today, when the person was Maktish, the two trees and the three trees over a big space or a small space, we say the Karka is not included, but rather, Poydis Eloinis Bishaveyan, and you don't get the benefit of the magic formula of the Chamishim Shekel Kosef. Why not? Reb Shimon Lishitascha, that you say that when you're Maktish, you do it of a bright tefanam, you go and do it by Ayin Yafa, so then when you maktish the two trees, you should also be maktish the karka underneath. So you should be able to use that formula for purposes of pichon. So yesterday we're saying, Reb Shimon holds like Reb Akiva, that when you maktish, be Ayin Yafa maktish. So when you maktish the whole field, even the soil underneath the trees, everything becomes hekesh. Here, however, today, when we're saying when you maktish the ilonis, then you're saying that it's only the ilonis. Initially, we said the ilonis plus the karka underneath when you have three. But if it's bachay, so yes, sir, we said, no, then you don't get any karka. You only get the trees themselves. Why not? After all, if you hold the ba'ayin yofa maktish, when we maktish the trees, you should go and get the soil beneath it. And that was Gemara's kasha. And Reb Shita Ali B'Darabana, because of Reb Shimon. What does Reb Shimon hold? I do not hold the Reb Akiva. I cannot hold like Reb Akiva. I can only hold like the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan in our Mishnah said, even though when you're Moicher, you do it by in Ra'a, the Medvam, when you're Moicher, Avul Maktish, he's Maktish, is Kula, says Reb Shimon, Tanakama, you're wrong. You're misquoting the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan hold. Just like by Moicher, Ba'ayin Ra'a, Maktish is also Ba'ayin Ra'a. The only two exceptions, if you wish, you can go and say is the case of the Sadna Shikma and the Chorv Amurkim. Not because he was Maktish those. That's because it's drawing an Inka. Not because...
It's a technical issue.
Exactly. A side issue from left field. And therefore, so Chayr now, that was Reb Shimon of yesterday. We have Reb Shimon of today. We have no Astir, Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon. Yesterday's Reb Shimon in the Amud Bey says when you're Maktish even all the Sada, even all the Karka underneath the trees, because you're being Maktish everything, be Ayin Yafa. And today he's saying you're Maktish the two trees. It's only the trees that you're Maktish, not even the soil underneath the tree. And that's why it'd be Shavayin and not with the magic formula. So explain to me, Reb Shimon, what do you hold? Everything Gemara, because of Reb Shimon, Keich, the Moicha Ba'ayin Ro'a Moicha, Maktish Nami Ba'ayin Ro'a Maktish, and therefore Mishayir Aaron, he keeps land for himself. Frey Timura, the Ella, but I still don't understand Reb Shimon on Reb Shimon, Velakasha, Hoyu V'yoinkim Stei Hegdish. If you're telling me that Reb Shimon says, don't quote Reb Akiva, I am with the Rabbanan on this issue. And since I'm with the Rabbanan hold, be Ayin Ro'a Moicher, be Ayin Ro'a Maktish, it's all Ayin Ro'a, Ayin Ro'a. So what about Why did he say yesterday that when you makdish the field, that even the karka underneath the trees becomes hegdish? You don't even say hegdish. Is the shver yesterday Reb Shimon held that moicher ba'ayin or makdish ba'ayin yofer makdish?
Today he's reversing.
And today he's saying that a makdish is ba'ayin raw makdish. Yes. It's only the trees and not the karka underneath. It's a chastir.
But even still, the Mishnah says explicitly, the Rabbanan say, no se matana and makdish ve'ayin yofa makdish.
Correct. What our Gemara is saying is Reb Shimon is saying, Tanakama, that's how you're explaining the Rabbanan, but you're wrong. You know what the Rabbanan really hold? They hold just like by Moichir it's ba'ayin ra, makdish is also ba'ayin ra. And that's why Reb Shimon is saying, Tanakama, you quoted wrong. I'm telling you what the Rabbanan really hold.
Okay.
They really hold that there's no nafkimina between
Mechira and Mantina, Nasina and Hegdish.
Exactly right. Exactly right. If you look at Elipshita, the Rishbam, fourth wide line down below.
Yes.
Elipshita, Libid Rabbanan, the Rabbikini. Vahai Bemend of Ur Mamur and the Moicher. That you just quoted.
The Mishnah, right?
That's Rabbonin, the Reb Shimon Kamerli. That's the Rabbonin.
As Reb Shimon understands them.
Ah, but Reb Shimon says, Reb Shimon, ki heichi de pligi Rabbonin v'Reb Akiva b'moicher, pligi nami b'maktish. And therefore says Reb Shimon to the Tanakama, you Tanakama, you are misquoting the Rabbonin. You said that according to Rabbonin, there's a difference between moicher and maktish, and I said, ishtamis. Says Reb Shimon, just like there's a machloik, Rabbonin v'Reb Akiva b'moicher, Pliginam and Makdish, the identical Machloikis is B'Makdish.
Nesina is mitgeschleppt with the others, or it's a separate thing? Because Nesina Sakol.
He doesn't address that. Okay. So presumably he agrees with the Tanakama that a Nesina is
B'Makdish. Sakol. And Nesina is Kula, I think is what the expression was.
Noisin is Kula.
Noisin is Kula.
Very good. Noisin is Kula. Right, because everybody holds that Noisin
is
Ayin
Yachor.
Very good. Zokti Mar. So now we're in a quandary. We have now really two kashas. Kasha number one, the old kasha of yesterday. How could Rav Huna say, according to everybody, when you're Mishayer Ilonis, you're Mishayer Karka? I see Rav Shimon disagrees, because of Mishayer Karka, it wouldn't be Yoinik Mistei Hegdish, it would be Yoinik from its own Stei Hegid, from your own Schoira. Mm-hmm. So that was a kasha of yesterday. So we tried to fa'enfer that Rav Shimon holds like Rav Akiva. But I see that Rav Shimon doesn't hold like Rav Akiva. Rav Shimon holds like the Rabbana. But besides the kasha that we had of yesterday, we have a new kasha of today, and that is Reb Shimon is Soyser himself. One Gemara Reb Shimon holds like Reb Akiva, like yesterday we said, you're makdish by ayin yofa, and today, where do we see that? Even the karka underneath the trees, he was makdish. And today I see that he's by ayin ra.
Because he doesn't use the magic formula.
Exactly, he only uses b'shaveh. We have, it's a chastir, Reb Shimon. Zogti Gemara el Reb Shimon the Rebbein the Rabban Kamalahu. What's going on is Reb Shimon in our Mishnah is addressing the Rabban. He's saying, "Lididi, according to me, kihech the moichem be'ayin ro'am moichem makdish, nam be'ayin ro'am makdish. How do I say, see that? I see that from the fact that when he's makdish two trees, he's only makdish two trees. He's not makdish anything else, and therefore b'shaveinin doesn't use the magic formula, like you just said. B'shiur mishayer, and therefore he leaves for himself as much as he can leave." When he's makdish to two trees, three trees, but they're too scrunched together or spread out, only the trees. Mashir and Mashir, he keeps for himself the maximum he can keep. He keeps the karka for himself. Lididchu loit aich, aich meaning the Rabbanan, oidli mias, at least be moided to me. You're saying, remember, the Rabbanan said that Aliba, the Tanakama of our Mishnah, said Aliba the Rabbanan. That even the moicher ba'ayin ro'a moicher, the makdish ba'ayin yofa makdish. And everything is included. Everything. Right? That was hikdish is kula. Says Reb Shimon to the Tanakama, Tanakama, you're wrong. You should know, just like moicher is ba'ayin ro'a moicher, makdish nami ba'ayin ro'a makdish. And therefore, nothing that he was makdish becomes kodesh except for the field itself. Not the bar, not the gas, not the shoybach, not the sadna shikma, not the charva murka, nothing. But the Mishnah says, technicality, because of the tzioinik, because of the yinika. But otherwise, garnished. But you just told me that according to the Shimon, it's by in Ra'a Maktish, so even the karka underneath the trees should not become kodesh.
Right.
It should only be maktish the minimum.
The non-tree supporting karka.
Exactly. Says, well, you're right. That's in fact what Reb Shimon really holds, that the karka underneath the trees does not become kodesh. Well, he says now, according to you, Rabbanu, the Tidchu, that you say that everything becomes kodesh. Do me a favor. They don't all become kodesh. In other words, he's addressing the Tanna Kamma of our Mishnah that says, Alib Rabbanan, that the med v'mamurim, the moicher, of a maktish, he's maktish everything. Ayin yofa. No. Oy lemia, you Tanna Kamma should agree with me, the loy hiktish, el chorev amurk v'sadna shikma. Those are the only things that become kodesh because
of the technicality.
Because you guys, you the Rabbanish guys, right. But you the Tanna Kamma hold that the Rabbanan distinguish between Moicher and Maktish, like it said in the Mishnah. So according to you, to make that distinction, fine, I'll give you, if you will, a partial concession, the Chorv Amurk V'Sanashik. According to me, even those don't become Kaddish. Nothing becomes Kaddish except for the Sod itself.
Excluding all that list of five.
The same list that we have by the Moicher, the same list applies also by the Maktish. No difference. They're exactly the same. Reb Shimon the Mishnah says that the Chorav Asat, not according to me, according to you, according to Rabbanan, the Didchu. You want to open up the box and say, you're Makdish everything. Nah. Just keep it down to the two. Just to the Sad Nashikma and to the Chorav Morkiv, based on that they're being Yoinik from the Karka. Rather, I hold that they're not being Yoinik from Stay Hegdish. Because I hold that
the exclusion zone.
Exclusion zone. However, you that hold that a maktish is buying your for maktish, and therefore the karka underneath the chorav and the sadn became kodesh. No, so according to you people, you should go and hold that they are all to hegdish because the being yoinik mistay hegdish.
It's very strange because Rav Shimon is saying the ditili ditchu. It's not. That's really
doesn't say in the Mishnah.
It doesn't say in the Mishnah. It doesn't.
That's, I have no choice. Otherwise, okay. I'm going to steer Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon.
That's me between
the
lines.
If you have a better test,
please. I don't have one. Okay.
But that's what we have to say. Now,
so we've answered the question, Rav Shimon on Rav Shimon.
Exactly.
But we still have the question, Rav Shimon on Rav Huna.
Rav Shimon on Rav Huna.
Correct, am I correct?
The answer is, like the Gemara said yesterday, that Rav Huna is going according to Rabbanan.
So Rav Shimon really does hold like Rabbi Akiva.
Rav Shimon holds just the opposite.
No, he holds. So how we answer that, my question now is, we're going back to yesterday's question. How does Rav Huna the Amora stand vis-a-vis Rav Shimon? He's saying Rav Shimon has to hold like Rabbi Akiva, but here we're saying Rav Shimon doesn't hold like Rabbi Akiva. Good. But we've answered the consistency of Rav Shimon by saying Rav Shimon holds Mocher Makdish be'ayin Ra'a Mocher Makdish. Therefore, how does Rav Huna stand vis-a-vis Rav Shimon? We've restored that question; still is outstanding.
Very good. So the answer is, we assumed until now that according to the Rabbanan, there was this distinction between Mechir and Magdish. Comes again Reb Shimon and says no, that in fact both exactly the same. Now, remember this Reb Shimon that we had here on the Amud Beis. What was the kasha on Rav Huna from Reb Shimon? Because Rav Huna says at any time, if you are Mishayish Ne'ilonis, you also mishaya karka because the ayin ro'o, right. You mishaya the karka for yourself. So he said, if that's the case, then why does Reb Shimon say that they're being yoinik from stay hegdish? They're not yoinik stay hegdish. They're yoinik from themselves,
their own property.
From their own property. And that's the case. So why did Reb Shimon say the chorav amurk of sadeh v'shikman become kodesh? Answers now the Gemara because Reb Shimon says I hold that way. Ach, I don't hold that way at all. When you are retaining Ilonis, you're retaining the property underneath it. Just like Rav Huna said.
Right.
And therefore, Rav Huna said, you're retaining Ilonis, you're retaining Karka. Says Reb Shimon, a person who's Makdish his entire field, he retains for himself not only the bar, he's also retaining the Chorav Amurkiv and the San Nashikma.
And the supporting land underneath.
And since it's supporting land underneath, the Chorav Amurkiv and San Nashikma will not become Kadosh. It says in the Mishnah that they do become Hegdish.
That's according to Rav.
Ledidchu, but not Ledidi. Because Ledidi, I, Rav Shimon, hold like Rav Huna. Rav Huna holds like Rav Shimon.
Makdish to Ayin Ra Makdish.
Ayin Ra Makdish. And therefore you always leave for yourself whatever you can leave. You see from this Mishnah that Rav Shimon said, he didn't hold back the property underneath the two trees.
Right.
And that's why it's Yoinik Mehegdish. So I never said that. What do you mean you didn't say that?
Yeah.
It's not Ledidi, it's Ledidchu, good to you.
That's not the
Mishnah doesn't say that.
I know.
But that's how the Gemara... Okay. It's not the first Pshat.
Gemara
has a Shtigler. Remember, it has to fit in with the Niggin.
The Zamir, like in Megillah, instead of Yachin and Boaz in Mesechus Megillah. Yeah.
Very good. Okay, so that's how the Gemara... Now, what do the Rabbanan say back to Reb Shimon? They say, Reb Shimon, you're trying to distinguish between the bar and the
shoivach
and the trees. You want to see the bar, gas, and shoivach are not included.
Good.
However, these two are included. Says the no, we don't distinguish between all of them. It's a package deal. All of them together.
They're all excluded.
And you know, they're all included because the Rabbanan are disagreeing with how Reb Shimon interprets Rabbanan. This Rabbanan means the Tanakama Ali the Rabbanan.
Okay.
Everything becomes Kodesh. So not only the Chorav, Morkav, Sana, Shikma, because of the technicality, because
even
of
the Shikma,
everything, even the Dovkot, everything becomes Kodesh. Very good. Zok Timar, the Mayu Kim Tala. So now, how have you explained all of this? Reb Shimon. In other words, here back on the Omer Aleph, we started off today's Gemara Tani, Hikdish Shloish Ilonis, it's only Shloish Ilonis, it's spread out nicely. But if it's Bochus Mikan Yesrakan, he's only Makdish the Ilonis and not the Boidim, not the ground. Says Gemara, well, who could that be? It can't be Rav Akiva, it can't be Rabban, it must be Rav Shimon. So that whole Bryce is called Rav Shimon. So Frank Timur, but my Akim to look at Rav Shimon, and he's safer. Let's continue the Bryce. Vloyoi! Ela fila Hikdish as Ilonis. Bochus Vikdish as Akarka. We already quoted that on the Amud Aleph. We didn't spend a lot of time because that wasn't necessary for the Gansa Masuma. But the Maisa, that's what it says. If he did two times Hegdish, first he Makdish Ilonis, and then he was Makdish the Karka, then he has to have two Pidgeonis. Poyd Silonis Bishaveya, and he has to be Poyd Beserachim, and there, Chishekul Kasim. Freit Dimar, Virab Shimon. If it's because of if the Tana of the Brice of Shimon, Lazel Bosser Pijoin, the Nifriku Agav Arayu, why doesn't Reb Shimon say it's true? At the time of the Hegdish, these were two separate acts of Hegdish. But at the time of the Pidyon, they're both Hegdish, merge the two together and just be poide the Ilonois as a tuffle to the Karka. And
with the magic formula.
With the magic formula. So you're going to tell me. Oh, where's your kasha? Why do you say you go bust a pigeon? So Shemir let Reb Shimon do Ozel bust a pigeon. Where did we find that? The Sanya. Ooh. Minayin lelekeach sodomi oviv hidisha. V'yachkach meis oviv. Minayin shetei lefanav kistei achuza. You have a kind of a hybrid situation. We said that there's a difference between a stei mikna and a stei achuza. Stei achuza, special formula. Stei mikna, you go according to the value in the marketplace. Is minayin lelekeach sodomi oviv. A person bought a field from his father. At the time that he bought it from his father, it was a stay mikna. Viktisha, and it was makdish. It was makdish a stay mikna. And now, if the gizbar would come over to him and say to him, please, sir, do you want to go and be pointed? Yes, I want to be pointed. How much? Whatever the market will bear.
Plus whatever, chomesh, whatever.
Exactly. However, before we had a chance to be pointed, v'yachach meisov, v'nebuch, the father, Rachman son, passed away. Okay. Fine, he passed away. But at the time that he was makdishit, it was a stay mikna. Now that the father passes away, let's assume he's the only son.
Right.
Then for him now he becomes a stay achuza. So what do you do? Do you look at the time when he was makdishit, when it was a stay mikna? Or do you look at it now when he's being poida, and now it's already a stay achuza? I mean, now you should tell the fun of kistei achuza. It has a status like the shas pidyoin. Kistei achuza, he used the magic formula. Tamaloyma, how do I know? Considium este miknosei, asheloy miste achuzosei. Why is it necessary to repeat that? You should just simply say, vim este miknosei, yakdishut Hashem, then he has to go according to the shover.
Right.
Why do they have to say, asheloy miste achuzosei? Sodish in a ruyuli este achuza, yotzazu, that even at the time that he bought it, it was already Re'uya, it had the potential. I mean, eventually, under normal circumstances.
Right, the father predeceases the son, and the son inherits.
Exactly. Re'uya lives to Yehuda. Div Reb Yehuda and the Reb Shemeh. Reb Meir Oimer. I respectfully disagree. What does Reb Meir say? Menayim l'kiach son mi'ovav. Umeis ovav. He changes the fact pattern. Right. He bought it from his father. Stay mikna.
Then the father dies.
And the akach igdish. Oh, menai shetel the fun of gistei achuzah, because now, even though when he bought it initially, it was like a stei mikna, but by the time he was makish, it was a stei achuzah. How do I know it has a din of stei achuzah? Tamaloyim. If you have a stei mikna, it's a shleim stei achuzah. So the sheina soila achuzah yotzu shehi at the time of the hegdish, even though initially it was stei mikna, but now time hegdish is stei achuzah.
Switch changes the whole flavor of the conversation between Reb Yehuda and Shimon versus Reb Meir, mm-hmm. because they're really not arguing. The sequence is different. They can actually agree. The question is, when did the father pass away, before or after Hegdish?
What does Reb Meir hold in the fact pattern of Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon?
Right.
What would he hold there?
That's my question.
The answer he holds is that's a stei mikna. I disagree with the Uya Lioi stei achuza. If at the time of the Hegdish it was a stei mikna, it's a stei mikna and remains a stei mikna. The only time that I would make a concession, says Reb Meir, to be a Reb Shimon, is only in the case where the father predeceased the Hegdish. If predeceased at the time of Hegdish, you were Makdish already a Stei Achuzah, that's a different story. But if you're Makdish a Stei Mikna, I disagree with you. Then you have to go according to market value. Okay, Reb Shimon, Heicha the Meis of the Achach Hegdisha, in other words, the fact pattern of Reb Meir, that if the father died first, and after that Hegdisha, I don't even need a pasuk for that. What do I need the pasuk for? Kids to cry. Like the Gemara said that he was already makdish, it was a stay mikna at the time. Now the Gizbar comes to him and says, "Nu, pay up according to stay mikna the prices in the marketplace." He says, "You didn't hear the story. Unfortunately, my father passed away this morning, and therefore he's now becoming stay achuzah. And now we go according to the magic formula. So what do I see from that? We see that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, but in particular Rabbi Shimon, holds you go b'shas the pidyon. If you go b'shas the pidyon, even though he was makdish initially trees, and then later on it was makdish sada, but now at the time of the pidyon, both of them are hegdish. We should go based on the magic formula, both on the trees and on the karka, merge them at that time. Everything. Well, I'll tell you why. Because minolahu, how? So it's we stop kind of in the middle of the sentence. When do you need a pasuk? So how does he know that drasha? That what? That it's ro'oi li'oi steyachuz.
Right.
If it's just from the lashon of the pasuk, right. Like we said before. How do they know? There's no compelling reason to go and darshan it the way they darshaned it. It's easier to go and darshan like Reb Meir. Why? Because the mayor says
Makdish stay mikna. So it was a stay mikna. The label stays attached to it.
Exactly. And when do we say that it has a din of stay achuza? Only if it was Makdish
after it became a stay achuza after his father died.
And that's the easier pshat, if you will, in the pasuk. And therefore, what militated them to go and say no? It's going even in the next step. But he was Makdish stay mikna, and it only became a stay achuza at the time.
Because it was potentially always a stay achuza.
Exactly. El alav. What's the reason why they dashed it that way? Mishum Dazi Bas opinion. I don't look at Hegdish. After all, when do I have to determine whether it's Bishove or the magic formula?
At the time you're actually redeeming it. Exactly. Until then it's just a potential stei achuzah, it's a potential pigeon. It's all potential, potential, potential.
Exactly. So only at the time of the pigeon, that's when I have to make my decision.
Right.
Oh, but you see you go bus opinion. If you go bus opinion over here on Ahmed Aleph, you should also go bus opinion. In the sefer of this brisa, when he was first makdish the ilonis, then makdish the karka, go bus a pidyon. Amr nachma yitzak. Oy lo mi alma rabbi yudu b'shem lo yazi bus a pidyon. So ibazoi, what about this drasha? Vachakro ashka v'darish.
It's a pasuk, right?
But they could have dashed in the pasuk like a mayor.
Right.
So tomorrow imke lichtev kro v'im es they miknosai asheloi achuzasai. I grant you that Remeir's drasha is a good drasha. If it's a stay mikna, which is not achuza. If it would only say those words, I would learn like Remeir, and I would hold that you do not go bus a pidyon, you go bus the time of Hegdish. How, or it could have said, the mestay mikna, they shall loy achuzasai. Inami, Estay miknosai asher loy sidei achuzosai. My asher loy mistei achuzosai. The fact that you have either an extra word, it could have just simply said, if it's a stay mikna, which is not achuzah. So therefore, the word mistei is totally extra. Or if you want to say, no, it would make sense for poetical reasons, in mistei miknosai, shalom sidei achuzosai. But why does it say mistei achuzosai? That extra word, or the extra mem, comes and says, and really is because achuzah, yadu shirilazei achuzah. That's a special xeris akosif in this hilchoi stei achuzah, stei mikna situation. But normally you don't go basa
hegdish.
Basa hegdish, and that's why you have to go and be poyed each one individually. And therefore the Mishnah or the Brice and the Yaman Aleph can go according to Shimon after all. Baruch Hashem. With this we have concluded really the bulk of our sugya for today. It was a bit of a challenging sugya, but Baruch Hashem, we got through it, Baruch Hashem. But now the Gemara is just telling us, if you will, kind of a side issue. Om Rav Huna. Sometimes Tertis Ilan Olav, and sometimes Tertis Karka Olav. What does it mean? Sometimes. Tertis Ilan Olav, Teichali Akdish, Beizovit Shne Ilanis. The high, 2 plus the Chorva Morkim, or plus the Sadna Shikma, 2 plus 1 is 3. Yesh loy karka,
right.
Which is a din always by 3 ilanas, you get the karka. Unless, as the Gemara said before, but otherwise you always get karka.
Right.
What do you mean? I thought that this is an independent entity and it's so majestic and so recognizable. Right. That you're right, but for purposes of adding up the 3 ilanas, this is an ilan. 2 plus 1 is 3. Yesh
loy karka. Ilan is ilan. Even if it's a chavra murkav, it still qualifies for this law.
As well as Tertis Karka Olav, that it's a Karka Bifnei Atzmoy. Tloy Mizdah Ben Agavar, that everybody agrees that if you're Moicher Eisada, the Sadna Shikma and the Chorva Murkav are not included. Why? Because they're like a Karka Bifnei Atzmoy. I'm selling you one field, not two fields. Right. Where's the second field? The second field is the Sadna. Exactly. So that's what Gemara is saying, that these two, sometimes it turns Ilan, sometimes Tertis Karka. You like that? V'yom Ravuna, Nuchashtiko, which is similar. Oimer, now we're talking about Hilchos Shikcha. We know what means Shikcha. Shikcha, of course, you have Shikcha of...
Pay and Leket, right?
You have Pay and Leket. So Leket is when you're being Malaket, you're harvesting, and some stuff falls on the ground, then you have to leave it for the Aniyah. Shikcha is talking about that you already bundled it together, and you're taking it, if you will, from the ground to the granary.
Right.
What happens now? If you left behind one bundle or two bundles, shikcha. If it's 3 bundles, it's not, because then the person's intention, he's going to come back. Hey, I'm missing 3 bundles. What's going on? He's going to go back and he's going to pick them up. It's not shikcha. Now, there's a separate din lagabi, godish. Godish means that if it's very, very, very large, it's like a heap of tvua, then the din of shikcha doesn't apply. Shikcha only applies to small, little bits, but not a big godish. Ah, Suzuki Yetzimar, Yom Rafun, same Rafun. Oymish Yesh Boy Sasai. Boy, this is Oymish, big. Too saw. Toyris Oymah Love, the Toyris Godish Love. Again, sometimes it's Oymish, sometimes it's Godish. Toyris Oymah Love, the Shnei Oymim, Shikha. 2 Oymim we know is Shikha. What happens if you have Shnei Vahu? 2 regular Oymim, and 1 this supersized Oymer of the Sasayim. It's also included, like I said before, Vahai. Shnei Vahu, 2 plus 1 is 3. Einon Shikha.
So it's parallel to the 2 plane trees and the Charov or the Sad.
Exactly. That's
the parallel.
That's why the Gemara brings it together.
Right.
However, it also is a term, Godish Olav Bifnei Atzmai. What happens if you only have that Oymer, nothing else? Then not. Oymer Sheyesh Boy. Sosayim, that's this big one. Shokha, even though you forgot it. And Shikha.
It's too important.
Because there's a din of Godish, it doesn't have a din of Oymer. Omer B'chana Omer Shlokish. So we finished that Ravuna. This din of Chor v'Murk v'Sad Neshikma, are they included? Kodesh b'Chal Sade, are they not included? Are they Kodesh or not? This is a Machlokes of Nachum Rabbi Yosi. Were you up the whole time for the last hour?
Where have you been?
Where have you been? Machlokes says anymore on the top of the Machlokes of Shimon Rabbanan. That's Machlokes of Shimon Rabbanan. Do you say that just like Moicher ba'ayin ro'a moicher, Makdish ba'ayin ro'a Makdish,
or not?
Or do you say that no, even though the guy be the moicher, it's not ba'ayin ro'a, but by Makdish, then Hikdish is cool, like we have in the Mishnah.
Right.
So why are you telling me that's a machlek to Nachman Rabbi Yosef Rabbanim? You should say machlek to Shimon Rabbanim. Hakamashman, Nachman Rabbi Yosef and Shimon Svirale. The both Nachman Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon hold that both Moicher and Machdish Alibid Rabbanon are the Ayin Ra'ah. The only exception is because of the technical reason, the Sana Shigma and the Chorav of Murcha, because
on top of a Sada Hekdish, therefore you knew from Hekdish.
And it's only Kodun Shitoscha, according to you, not according to me.
Have the
Chamoy Sabayim, 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 Chamoy Sab